Harper One and Harper Audio present The Sugar Jar. Create boundaries, embrace self-healing, and enjoy the sweet things in life. By Yasmin Cheyenne. This is the author. To my Jima, thank you for supporting my wildest dreams without hesitation. I miss you always. To Mari and Yara, always feel free to be you. I love you always. Author's note. Anytime you commit to starting something new, there's bound to be a variation of changes, lessons, gifts, and maybe even some growth discomfort. I wrote this book to offer you many invitations to explore yourself and your healing journey in ways that you may not have considered before. Through my own stories and the stories of others, I hope this book reminds you that we're not as alone in our experiences as we think we are. With that in mind, I encourage you to affirm to yourself in this moment that you are willing to take this opportunity to approach this new journey with ease, grace, kindness, but also with intention. I also encourage you to take action in this audiobook by writing down anything that stands out, post-it noting any words you found powerful and instrumental to your growth in places where you can see it every day when you start your day, and any other ways that will help you begin to integrate this work into your life. Carry this audiobook with you. Use it whenever you need to. I'm so proud of the work you're about to do and all that you've already done to get here. Let's do this. So much love, Yasmin. Preface. I grew up being rocked to sleep by the lullaby of the Brooklyn-Queens Expressway. Cars drove by all day and all night, and trucks would hit large bumps in the road, sounding like a huge collision. This all happened right outside my window in Fort Greene, and I was so used to it that when I left New York, I couldn't sleep for a while because of how quiet it was. Sirens and the general noise of Brooklyn streets were a comfort for me. It's such a metaphor for life because the noise, if it's all you're used to, becomes home, and the quiet can feel otherworldly and take time to adjust to. I knew early on that I wanted to create a life for myself that looked very different from what was around me. I was born with the feeling of wanting to create a life that felt as good as it looked. But I also struggled with finding people whom I could relate to growing up. It felt like there were people who were successful because they were really smart, or people who were successful because they were really beautiful. And although life is much more complex than those two categories, as a child, I bought into the belief that I needed to be a genius or a model to have a good life. This belief stayed with me, and because I didn't believe I fell into either category, I worried my dream of a fulfilling life wouldn't come true. Even though I knew I was smart, I didn't carry that knowing with me as if it was a part of me. And isn't that the case sometimes in life, where we know something to be true about ourselves, but because we don't fully believe it or acknowledge it, we might find it tough to hold on to as a strength we actually possess? One thing I was able to hold on to was that I loved to write, and I knew that I wanted to help people, so I committed myself to finding ways I could do that. A year after graduating from high school, I joined the military to change my environment, but also because at the time, I thought it was the only way I could get an education while also having a job. While in the Air Force, I went through training to become a victim advocate for my base and spent 2 years supporting people who'd been victims of a crime. I helped them navigate through everything from sexual assault to child abuse and domestic violence. Although my job was to primarily help them fill out paperwork in the beginning, I never did just that because I knew they needed more. I felt like there should be resources not only for financial support, but assistance to ensure they had access to mental health services as well. I set out to recreate the way victim advocacy was done on my base, and in such a bureaucratic system like the
sample complete. Ready to continue?